I am here to talk a little bit about the upcoming women's basketball season. Their season kicks off on Monday, November 11th, against Alma College, where Trent and I will be calling the game. But I do have a few basketball players in here to just talk about the upcoming season. So I'm going to have them go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is TJ Mills. I am a senior, and I am a point guard.
I'm Kylie. I'm a junior, and I'm a shooting guard.
Yeah, so two returning players from last year's team, which doesn't have a lot of returning players. They are extremely young, only two seniors and four juniors, I think. That's what TJ and I were talking about on the way over to the station. How is that adjusting to practices? Only having a few upperclassmen, showing the underclassmen the ropes. How has that been the first couple of weeks?
The first couple of weeks has been rough for the freshmen just because they haven't been acclimated to, like, practices and knowing what to do and where to go. But we try to take on a big leadership role as juniors and seniors to just direct them and guide them every day at practice, help them get better with anything that they need help on, and just keep telling them next play if they mess up.
Yeah, I agree. It's a lot about, like, we were freshmen once. We know, you know, going into it, it's really scary. It's definitely a change. And so we've kind of just taken them under our wing. And we're like, it's okay to mess up. And if you mess up, just like TJ said, you just put your head back on and you keep playing.
Yeah, I definitely think that's important. You know, we've all been there, like Kylie said. Being a freshman, it's tough because it's a completely different adjustment going from high school classes to college classes and then the speed of the college game compared to what, like, the high school game is. TJ, just to go a little bit about, you're the point guard. You're the one leading the team. You're calling all the plays. How important is it to have these freshmen and underclassmen, even the sophomores, I mean, they've only had 1 year, is to make sure that they understand where they're supposed to be at on the court? And is it more difficult offensively or defensively to kind of get them to where you want, where they're supposed to be, I guess?
I think it's a little bit of both. When you play basketball, you need to play both ends of the floor very well. So I think basically, like, getting my role is to get them in the right direction and point them in the right direction and get on track. Mostly I just try to do my job and try to guide them. My job is to know almost every position on the floor. So, and where people are supposed to go. So if someone messes up or anything, I'm there to direct them. Or if I'm not, I'm asking the coach where to go. But it's extremely difficult on defense just because the rotations are maybe difficult depending on who we're playing. In offense, it may be difficult because someone that's not used to playing that spot might get thrown in that spot. So it might be a little difficult, but I'm just there to help and guide.
Yeah, I can always hear TJ talking. And anywhere on the court, I never hear TJ stop talking, even when she's on the bench. She's always talking. But it's cool to hear. I'm sure you guys probably hear it in our mics when we're calling the games as well. Kylie, you took a bigger role last year. How are you looking to build off of that? You know, now you have a full year of, you know, varsity playing time under your belt. What are some things you worked on in the off season to get ready for this season?
A main thing for me was just working on my shooting. I think that especially last year and even this year, I think our outside shooting game was not exactly where we wanted it to be. And for me, it wasn't where I wanted it to be. So this summer, I definitely worked on that and just my handles in case, you know, I ever had to take up the ball. But yeah, mainly it was just becoming more of a communicator on the floor. Like TJ obviously is always talking and making sure everybody knows where they're going. So I want to make sure that I'm also trying to do my part in case she's out of the game, to make sure I know where everything is supposed to be going, or I'm kind of picking up the energy, because we can really tell in practice, like, things don't go our way sometimes and no one's talking or everybody's, you know, afraid to say something. And so I'm trying to step up, especially from last year, and be more of a leader, I guess.
Yeah. So what are just some of your guys' goals for the season? What are you guys looking to accomplish as you go through the season?
I guess some goals for the season would be better than we were when we first stepped on the court for practice in October. We need to be progressing in February or March, whenever we end. We need to be better than we were when we first stepped on the court. I think that's one of the biggest goals. We do have team goals and game goals every day. We just need to get better at those and beating those. And obviously winning the ACAC championship is one of our biggest goals. We want to be, I think they had us ranked number 6 when the preseason rankings came out. And we look at that as like a, we had some people in front of us that we didn't believe that were better than us. But that's okay because we're ready to prove them wrong when the season comes. So,
yeah, I agree with T. Definitely when we found out the rankings, especially when TJ told me, it's obviously makes you really angry because you feel like people are doubting you. But at the same time, we're kind of not happy, but we're like, okay, well, we're going to prove ourselves. And, you know, you can rank us at number 6, but when we turn out to be way higher than that, it's just going to be a shock, I guess. And also, I think a big thing is defense. I think that we're really working on getting in gaps and getting in help. And this year, we're really focusing on trying to, as a team, get stops and, you know, get a lot more turnovers and push the ball. So I think this year we're going to be a lot faster than we ever have been before, even with our posts. And we're going to be getting a lot more steals, so you'll see a lot of runouts.
And TJ, this is your last season. What are some things you're looking forward to as, you know, this last time playing competitive basketball?
Oh, man, Patrick, that's tough.
I'm sorry to hit the heartstrings like that.
That's okay. I'm just looking forward to having fun and making this year one of the best years I've ever had because I'm not going to get this ever again. So I got to make it worthwhile while I'm out there, play every practicing game like it's my last, and which eventually it will be. I just need to make sure that I get my teammates better. That way, when I do leave, they can be up to par and get better. But I'm not looking forward to leaving my teammates, of course, but sadly, I have to move on, but I'm looking forward to just making my mark at the end of the day and leaving all I got on the floor.
Yeah, Trent and I can't wait to call your games. We're going to be at every single home game, except for obviously during Christmas break. Trent and I, we like to, you know, get a little bit of that break. Sorry you guys have to stay on campus. But good luck on Monday. We can't wait. Trent and I will be there cheering you guys on. Biggest supporter. Good luck the rest of the season. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.